This is a free sip for podcast from www.bizpod.co.uk, helping you to pass your exams.
Operational audit. At the end of this e-slice, you should understand what is an operational audit and the stages followed by an auditor when undertaking an operational audit. Now, an operational audit, as opposed to a financial audit, is looking at the systems in terms of the wider management objectives. So, for example, the auditor would look at or consider value for money aspects, maybe undertake a policy review, look at or measure performance management, maybe look at the effectiveness or the outputs of a particular scheme or project, and this could be an engineering project or a building project. Now, when undertaking an operational audit, there are five stages for the auditor to follow. Stage 1. The auditor needs to determine the management's objectives in regard to the area being examined. In other words, what is it our management trying to achieve? Stage 2. They need to ascertain whether the objectives are appropriate. So, for example, do they have conflicting objectives? Are they measurable? So, are they appropriate to whatever the scheme or project or the operation is we're looking at? Stage 3. We need to determine our own audit objectives. In other words, what are we going to do as auditors? Stage 4. We would then undertake the audit, and that is review the adequacy of the arrangements put in place by management to achieve the objectives. Now, these may be internal controls, or they may be other controls that are put in place by the organisation to ensure that the scheme or project or the operation is actually going to be completed. And finally, stage 5. We need, as auditors, to collect sufficient, relevant and appropriate evidence to help us form an opinion as to whether the objectives have or have not been achieved. And that is the objectives that have been set by management. In other words, is the operation effective? Is it being successful? Is it providing value for money? So therefore, in summary, an operational audit is an audit of something which is wider than a financial system and considers the wider management objectives. There are five stages for an operational audit, of which the auditor should follow. And they are, in summary, determine the management's objectives, ascertain whether the objectives are appropriate, set the audit objectives, review the adequacy of the arrangements put in place by management to achieve those objectives, and then collect evidence. We then, of course, form an opinion and report to management.
For more SIPFOR podcasts, go to www.bizpod.co.uk.